way she moved. Her hair, her face, her lines. Divinity in motion. As she stalked the room, I could feel the aura of her presence. Every head turned, feeling passion and lust. The girl was persuasive. The girl I could not trust. The girl was bad. The girl was dangerous.
I never knew, but I was walking the line. Come go with me, I said I had no time. And don't you pretend we didn't talk on the phone. My baby cried, she left me standing alone. She's so dangerous. The girl is so dangerous.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Big Time Podcast. And today I have a special guest, my best friend, Matthew.
Maddie.
Oh, my bad. Okay, so...
What am I, chopped liver?
Oh, my bad. I forgot. My dad's also here. My pops. So, Dave Jokes. Yeah, Dave Jokes.
From the Mindless Digital Podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very famous.
Extremely famous.
When was the last podcast?
What do you mean?
Like, when was the last... Was the last podcast with Aiden Ashton?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, then. What's our topic for today?
So, this is what? Episode number 2?
No, it's like number 3.
No, it's not.
It's number 2 because we had the trailer.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, so Matthew had a story that he wanted to talk about today.
About
your house being haunted?
Well, it had paranormal activity in it. Yeah, you can say that.
Okay, let's hear the story.
So, it was this one night, my brothers were in the bathroom, and they heard, like, the door was wide open, right? And they just heard it close, like, all of a sudden, like, shut, but no one was quiet. It was, like wind, but there was just no wind. So then they, like, open it back up, right?
Yeah.
And, like, my other brother went in to, like, see what was going on. So then they were just in there chilling. Mm-hmm. And then the door, like, closed again, like how it did before. And they couldn't get out. It was just, like, stuck, like, jammed. And it wasn't locked or anything. It was just like that. And then all of a sudden it just opened back up. So then my mom, she, like, had to, like, bless the whole house with, I don't know, but...
Isn't it, like, holy water?
Well, she does that every month. Oh. Every month she, like, goes around with, like, a bottle of holy water, just sprays it everywhere.
My dad's getting scared.
No, I'm not. I'm just listening.
But, and then, like, after that, that's whenever she put up that Jesus statue in my hallway.
Oh, yeah. That one's, like, it's a huge one.
You've seen it, yeah.
I have some questions.
Yes.
Okay. When did this happen? Was it like right after y'all moved in, or y'all had already been in the house for a while?
2014, 2015.
And when did y'all move in?
My parents have been there for like 15 years.
Okay. So then after that happened, she started blessing the house.
Yeah.
Blessed the house, and then now she's doing it on a regular basis. Have y'all had any other activity?
I think one time, late at night, the kitchen table chairs were just falling. Like, they were just, like, falling, like, on its back all of a sudden. So
maybe their legs were tired.
I can't do with that.
He's like, I can't do this no more.
I gotta go home.
I'm clocking out.
That's it for today. We're That's
funny.
All right. Sorry. So chairs were falling over, and then what happened?
That was like probably somewhere around 2012. And then my mom just thought it was, like, just a, what do you call it, like, like it just happened, like nothing was, there was nothing to be worried about. But then it happened with that, the story I told y'all, that happened, and then it was like to the point where she believed that there was something in there.
Wait, did anyone live in the house before?
I don't know. I literally don't know.
Yeah. Nobody died in there, right?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's possible. It's possible. Because, I mean, there's, like, stuff happening, so.
But, like, I'm big on that. I like talking about, like, paranormal activity and, like, just big stuff like that.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I've ever had, like, that type. Only one time I had a dream, right? I had a dream, right? And it was like I was sleeping on this, like I was sleeping and I felt like I saw someone like in front of me. Mm. And then I woke up on the same side of the bed and stuff and everything and nothing was there. So then that, yeah, that was crazy. I don't know what even happened.
I think, remember when I told you I had that dream where I, like, it was before your birthday party. Mm-hmm. Where like it was all planned out.
Yeah.
Everything that happened on your birthday party was in my dream.
The main event party?
Yeah, like everything that happened was in my dream. And then it happened again.
Yeah. That's like crazy. That's, how does that even happen? Is that like, what even, how does that happen?
Did you dream that Tristan was a sucky bowler too?
Yes.
That's not funny. That's not funny, bro.
You are. You know I would have won. I would have won. Y'all all had, what's it called? Those
bumpers?
Yeah.
Even with the bumpers, you sucked that bad?
No, because I didn't have bumpers on first.
But
did you roll with a pink ball?
What?
Did you roll with a pink ball?
No.
Oh. Maybe you should have.
But, like, I love, like, The Conjuring. Like, all those movies. Annabelle.
I like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That's probably like, I mean, I don't really watch like movies like that because like, I don't know. But like, for Sonic, yeah. Sonic
no.
So what's, for you, what's scarier? A paranormal movie or like a killer movie?
Paranormal.
Yeah?
Paranormal is a killer movie, I feel like.
It's like more of like, it's gory, but, like, it's, like, they have, like, comedy in it. And it's, like,
no.
Or, like,
no.
I don't know how to say it, but it's, like, more.
No, like, I think killer movies are the best for dates.
Ooh, school us on this. That way I'll know.
Well, they're just, like, it's, like, to the point where they get you a little bit scared. So mm-hmm. It's, like, you know, you're just there with them.
Yeah.
So then.
Them? How many people did you take on a date?
Like, not, I mean,
come on, ladies, let's go.
you're driving a minivan, and like they all come out like one by one.
It's my crew.
No, but The Nun. That's one of my favorites because like it's based on a demon named Valak. And it was like, it's actually like everything that happened was true. I think it was something that happened in 1959 in like this big church, and it got like possessed or haunted by the demon Valak. I have it here.
See, I don't like scary movies.
Yeah,
because I scare easily. But I have seen scary movies. I've seen The Omen.
I never
it's old. Yeah, I've seen parts of The Exorcist, but I've never seen the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then I saw, oh, okay, I've seen that.
Yeah.
And then I've seen, dang, what was it? Oh, Dressed to Kill, which was a movie from, I think, like the 80s. And some others, but.
It's not funny.
The thing I love about The Conjuring is that the Warren people, like
Wharton?
How do you say it? Warren?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Like, the couple, like the ones that are married.
Oh, the family.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, yeah, Wharton.
Like, I like how
Texas.
They're actually like they're based in like on a true story, and they like go on doing that, like in The Conjuring 3. That was my favorite. I went to go watch that in the summer. Probably the best one I've ever seen. It was, the thing was, at the end they had real tapes playing of like whenever they were with
that's
and like the way that he screamed made me scared. I could pull it up right now.
So if your mom is like really religious and everything, she still lets you watch these scary movies?
She doesn't.
Yeah. So if she listens to this podcast,
she doesn't even have Spotify though. So
she doesn't have iTunes.
She's not.
So no. she doesn't know that you've seen these movies.
No.
What would she say if she found out though?
Probably
be in trouble. Grounded for the rest of your life.
I'm actually a good kid. I don't really get in trouble, but she would probably just be like,
"No more watching it."
Like, that's not good to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But
you'd get a lecture, huh?
Probably, yeah.
Like when he would play games, you know?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you
my mom didn't like me playing like games with guns because she didn't like how there was blood and like shooting.
But some games don't.
What about GTA?
Never. She probably wouldn't let me play that, but
really gonna show us?
Can I play it?
Could you play it, Dad?
Yeah. Hang on a second. Let me see. What's that? Oh, that's the headphones. Hang. Oh, yeah. Here it is. Sorry, I gotta find my cable here.
Sorry.
Wait. I don't think that's gonna work. No, I can't play it. Sorry. Well, you can play it
like right here.
Yeah, on your microphone. Yeah.
Hearing him do it, he would constantly challenge what was in that boy.
David, I'm in the name of Jesus, Jesus repels you. Leave this child alone. Yes, number. You are not strong. You're weak. You're weak.
Ryan,
Jesus loves this boy. This is,
you gotta hold him down. He told me to.
Hold him down.
David. Mom's here. Mom's here. Come on.
I'm gonna have nightmares now.
Yeah, that's like...
So is that from the movie or is that?
Those are the real tapes.
Oh, those are real tapes.
You could tell because of the static. Yeah.
No. Well, I don't know the story behind it, so.
It's it's actually a real case. It's like a case about how I have it. It's
You have everything.
I have everything.
He has the internet. The internet has everything.
I like to research a lot of this, but it's a case on how the person got possessed and...
Wait, who?
So the movie is The Conjuring 3, The Devil Made Me Do It, right?
Yeah.
And in the case, he claims that the devil made him do it when he murdered someone. And whenever they were like in, what's it called? Court, he said...
Yeah.
He claimed that the devil made him do it. So they went on and to talk about it. And it claims that he was possessed. So the devil really was inside. Like, he was possessed at that time. But he was still found guilty of it. And they locked him up.
Mm. I don't know why, but I was just thinking about, like, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, right? And it's like, at the end, like, the 2013... At the end, well, I mean, this is kind of a spoiler if you haven't seen it, but
who would not seen it by now?
Like the 2013 one. The 2013 one's good.
I know. All right, go on.
Is that the one you were watching the other day?
Or yeah, it was like a month ago though.
Yeah, fell asleep on it.
Go on.
Oh, so, that's the 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know how like at the end, the girl that he was the guy who was trying to kill her. They were like, you know how like that's crazy because they were like cousins, and
oh
yeah, they they were cousins. And it's crazy because he didn't want to kill those people just because. He wanted to, he only did that because he was like, he just
wanted
like privacy, I guess. Or
isn't the killer in the movie called Leatherface?
Yeah, it's Leatherface. Yeah. I don't know how those switched up. I don't know. I think they're both the same thing. But I think that one's also based on something.
And he
true.
Like tastes and take. Yeah, it's true. I mean, it was here in Texas. That's why it's called Texas. It's all massacre. It's like, he used the people that he killed. He used the faces of them. He cuts them out and uses the face.
I heard
their skin.
Yeah, and he like puts needles in them.
I heard that in the first movie that they ever made of that, that the actor for Leatherface, he was like so alone in the movie, and like he smelled really bad.
Oh.
And like no one would want to go up to him. So it was like he really got into that role of like killing and like all that.
Oh, wait. Oh, that's crazy. Because like how Pennywise, right, is like an actual true story. Because I think like the real guy, like the actual story was like he killed kids. Like
I don't think it's based off that. But I think that also follows his story.
Yeah.
He dressed like he was a clown.
Yeah.
He would go to kids' birthdays party. And then I think he would like kidnap them and then just murder them.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the Night Stalker?
Of course.
Like, you ever watched the series?
No.
It's on Netflix. It's good.
That guy was sick.
Yeah, he was.
My favorite is the Zodiac Killer.
I don't think I've ever heard the story about him, to be honest.
So he was so sick. Like, they never. Did they find him?
No.
No, never found
him. Well.
I take that back.
He died.
Yeah, I think recently they figured out who it was.
Wasn't it like in 2018?
Yeah, not too long ago. Because you know, it's funny because I just saw the movie The Zodiac Killer. I don't know, a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he went on for like years, and the thing that is like so sick that he did, he would send the police notes.
Oh, yeah.
And they would have to figure out. Yeah,
with the little drawing.
Yeah, he would do the...
Oh, yeah, I think I saw it.
Yeah, he would do the notes that were coded. And they would had to try to
encode
them. And
like a word search, I think.
Yeah, or something like
that. That was cool.
Yeah. It's just... The Night Stalker, he used, like... There were so many clues and stuff. They could never find him. And then, like, it's crazy because he just... Because his like backstory and why he like did everything was kind of sad.
Yeah, because he got like abused or stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Jack the Ripper too.
I never heard of that.
I think he goes way back.
That's old, like in the 1800s or something like that.
Ooh, tell me the story.
He only had like 5 bodies.
He killed 5 people.
I think so. Jack the Ripper was an unidentified serial killer active in the, I don't know how to say that.
Let me see.
But he was like in London.
Oh.
I think he's on the History Channel.
What's another one?
Son of Sam.
I never heard of that.
Son of Sam is from the, what, 80s? Is it in the 80s? I'm going to look it up.
Have y'all ever heard the Golden State Warrior? Oh, no, not the Golden State Warrior. The Golden State Killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot what he did, but didn't he, like... Wasn't... I forgot what he did.
Yeah, it was in the late 70s. David Berkowitz. Basically, the guy had mental issues, and he lived in this apartment, and his next door neighbor had a dog,
mm-hmm.
and the dog's name was Sam, and the dog would bark, and he would just bark and bark, and the owner didn't do anything about it, just let him bark, because he was chained to a tree outside, mm-hmm. and it was like outside his window, because I think he lived on the second floor.
Uh-huh.
And so this dog would bark, and he would hear the barking, and then he would hear these voices in his head, and he would go crazy. And so he was called the Son of Sam, because when the dog barked and he started hearing these voices, the voices was telling him that he needed to go out and kill people. So he would go out and find people, like couples that were parked and like were on dates or something. Ooh. And they were in the cars, and then he would just shoot them, just random.
Oh, I think I heard of that.
Yeah.
That reminds me of a creepypasta story that I've heard of. It's like how this new man moved into his house, and his next door neighbor had a dog.
Watch it be the same story.
No. I mean, it's close, but it's different. The dog was weird because the neighbor asked him to come over for like a barbecue because everyone was going from the neighborhood. He came over and he said that the dog would just look at him and stare at him. And like stare.
Oh, I was like, what the heck is that?
Someone just walked through our front door and Tristan got scared.
Yeah, because they were blasting music.
So he said that the dog would stare at him weirdly. And he kept thinking about it. And I think one night he got out of his bed and he saw that the dog was in the neighbor's backyard. And he went over there because he thought there was like something wrong with the dog. And then he saw that there was like a zipper on the back of the dog. And it turns out that there was like a little girl inside of the dog.
That's weird.
Like a skinwalker.
Exactly.
Yeah. You never heard of those?
Uh-uh.
A skinwalker?
They're crazy. Because
I saw one, and this guy was an ostrich, and his feet were sticking out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where did you see this?
So
it was like on TikTok.
So skinwalkers are, they're like, I don't know, weird creatures that can shapeshift into like animals.
We should check Bruno, make sure he's really a dog.
I mean, the things that he does is kind of a dog
they
thing.
They disguise themselves as like an animal.
So are they animals or are they people?
They're people, but
they disguise as animals.
They can disguise as animals and
okay.
They kill, I think.
All right, well, I'm going to make my exit. I'm going to go ahead and start cooking. So right. You guys keep the podcast. Yeah, you know how to. You know how to turn it off, right?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Goodbye, David.
Later.
Don't call my dad.
I'm sorry.
Dave my jokes. Dad. Dave jokes.
Logging off. Hold up. Hold up.
Okay.
So
the Purge.
Oh, the Purge.
Bro, the Purge is actually like, it's not scary, but it's like, it's kind of weird because like,
if that was true, that would be crazy. Because I don't know what's the point of doing that though.
Exactly. I think it's just to take. I think the point of it like was to take.
Remember when we watched the Purge on my phone late at night?
Oh.
My mom. Yeah, that was funny, but. In that one, it's like...
Wait, was it the new one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like doing with the cartel.
Oh, yeah. The new one, I don't think I really like that.
One thing...
I like the one about the presidents. Day. That one was a good one. I like that one.
One movie I love... Some scary movies... that I dig are probably the I don't even know, like, let me see here, Annabelle.
One time, okay, it's kind of a bit, well, I was little, right?
Mm.
And it was Chucky, right?
Mm.
And, hold on.
Annabelle. All right, no, you go, yeah.
Yeah. So he started playing, and I started crying because I thought it was scary.
Chucky's
not that scary.
He's not scary, but he's
psycho.
I think he's sick.
Yeah.
To be on shirts and stuff. But Annabelle is weird.
Oh, remember the time that he like ran out the New York, like she ran out the, wasn't it like something like she broke out of the New York. It was like I forgot what it was, but I was playing games, right? And so I was playing games with my cousin and his friends. And I heard them talking about how, like, Annabelle escaped, like, the museum or something.
Oh, that, yeah. That's funny because there's, like, memes about it. But I don't think that was, I think it was true, actually.
But it's just.
One.
But, and then that scared me because I kept looking behind me while I was playing.
Yeah. Another thing that is pretty cool to me is probably Candyman.
I never heard of that.
You've never heard of Candyman?
I think I've heard it once, bro. But I just don't remember.
Candyman, it's like, you know, Bloody Mary. It's like that.
Oh, the Candyman thing, like, I think the people play in their backyard or something?
No,
I think it's something else.
It's not really scary, though, but it's pretty cool. But one that does scare me is probably La Llorona.
Ooh. So like your mom telling you late at night she's gonna come get you.
I've actually watched it, and actually,
gosh,
yeah, I have watched it. It's the whole movie is how she, La Llorona, was a mom. Uh-huh. She loved kids.
It sounds like because
she loved kids, and I think she is. I think this family is cursed with her. And she's chasing the mom's kids.
Ooh.
Because she loves kids, so she wants to take them and kill them. Because her kids, I think, died themselves, or they went missing. So she wants to put that curse on everyone else.
Oh, because she wants to get back, mm-hmm. You know. Well, I mean, I don't really watch movies, so I can't really say anything. But, like, I like to watch, like, you know, like murder mystery type of documentaries, you know?
Documentaries, yeah, my favorite. Murdering.
I don't know why, it's just something like
about it. I love cases.
It's just the Night Stalker, I felt like that was a good documentary. I like that one.
There's a new Child's Play that came out.
You know the Aaron Hernandez case?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Wait, the football player, I think?
Yeah, so.
Because the thing about it is that he had a mental issue or something like that.
And then
I don't know. There's something wrong with his brain or something. And then I forgot Gabriel Fernandez or something. Have you heard of him? Like his parents used to like beat him, and he used to get like fed cat food or cat litter.
Yeah, and they killed him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sad. Yeah. But The Shining.
Oh yeah, my brother has a shirt. I mean, I don't think I've ever watched. Isn't it like with twins or something?
That is a scene, but I don't even understand it, to be honest. I think all I know about it is that the dad goes crazy and tries to kill the son and the mom. Yeah. Have you ever watched?
I think I've only watched like Halloween Kills and stuff like that.
Halloween Kills.
That was a pretty. It's just It's just gonna keep on going on and on and on. You know,
Halloween. Yeah, there's a new one actually coming out.
Oh, of course there. Wait, I think I've heard of it.
It's Halloween. Halloween Ends.
Oh, so is it finally gonna end after like how many years? It's probably not gonna end.
Probably not.
I tried to watch it called?
But the thing is, in Halloween Kills, they already had a perfect ending to the story.
Yeah.
But he still came back.
Mm-hmm. But you know how about, like, what's his name?
Jason?
Yeah, no, not Jason. The other one, Freddy Krueger?
Mm.
It's just, I don't know, because he kills people in their dreams, right? I don't think I really like the one.
He, whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Yeah.
But I like his movies.
I've only watched like a couple scenes and then I think I stopped.
Scream, it has to be the worst horror movie ever.
Exactly. Isn't it just like a funny movie?
That's
Halloween.
No, that's no. What's it called? Scary movie.
Oh yeah, scary movie. Scream is like.
Scream is just stupid. I think he's not even that scary though.
It's basically really nothing. If they had like more of like a dark stage to it, you know?
Yeah.
Then it would be better.
I think he's actually based on something true. Alright, let's switch it up.
Yeah.
Let's switch it up like, to... Alright, I'm about to have a hot take.
What's up?
Andrew Garfield Spider-Man is the best one.
Well,
he's the best.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
He's the best. He just has the worst setup. But I actually dig The Amazing Spider-Man 2. I don't know why people don't like it. It's actually really good.
Because when he loses his
power. It had a deep meaning. No, The Amazing Spider-Man 2. It didn't have a deep meaning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it was emotional. Because Gwen died. That part just killed everyone. It was like, wow.
Sonic?
Nah.
Sonic, bro, I want to watch it so bad.
I loved The Amazing Spider-Man.
Batman, I haven't watched Batman.
You haven't? Yeah, you haven't. No. Holy. Damn.
I don't really care to watch it anymore, to be honest.
That. Christian Bale's Batman is overrated.
I've only watched The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight, the only reason is good. You want to know why?
Why?
Because of Joker. Literally.
Oh, you know the Joker movie?
Mm.
Bro, the Suicide Squad. When it came out? Suicide Squad. Like, I don't know why. I think it was all right. It was funny, but like.
That's disgusting.
The shark? The shark.
No. Okay, look. Listen. What's it called? Yeah, I don't know about it, but like, Christian Bale is overrated. He's a good Batman, I'll admit, but he's not.
He's not. Everyone
like,
overhypes him.
Yeah,
He's not great. He's good, but he's not that great.
He's a good rich Bruce Wayne. I can say that.
Did you ever watch any like TV shows?
What?
Like I don't know, like Drake and Josh, iCarly.
No, I mean.
I like to watch, like, cartoons and stuff like that.
Have you ever watched Raven's Home?
Yes. Every time before I would go to bed in elementary, watch it. Have y'all ever watched Boomerang?
Boomerang?
Yeah, it's like, it's Cartoon Network, but it has,
Yeah.
It has, like, Bugs Bunny.
No. Anyways, what's it called? What's the number one thing you hate?
Like by pet peeve?
Just in general, what do you hate?
I don't know, to be honest. I can't really think because there's like.
You can't think?
I can't really think right now.
How?
I just don't know because I don't think I have that like.
I do.
It's when I hate when people like peer pressure me,
mm-hmm.
and like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it didn't end well for me.
I hate people. I hate people.
I hate when I tell someone to stop and then they don't stop.
Yeah, I hate people whenever they like. It's hard to explain.
And they like say what's on your mind.
Well, like it's not even like it's not something that happens like often. It's like something only that happened to me, but I hate it.
What happened?
Let's talk about the JFK assassination.
Oh my gosh, bro. We start talking about something happy and then this is what happened.
Yes.
But like, alright, whatever.
I don't. That's crazy. That is crazy. The video.
Wait, there's a video?
Dude, there's a whole video. Oh. You can see his brain just.
That's.
Flop.
Wait, what even happened? How did it?
He was like on a parade.
And then he like got shot.
And he got sniped right to like the right side of his head. Brain plopped out.
Everything. It was on the news?
It was on
the
video. Wait,
what about the parade? Was that on the news?
It was it was everywhere.
So like everyone just witnessed
it? There was a whole video, yes.
That's crazy.
Look, I could.
Don't put it up to the mic. Stop it.
I could. They still have the car to this day.
The car?
Yeah. It had blood everywhere.
Oh, that's... What if they, like, put it in a museum?
Sorry. They probably would. I think they have. Maybe.
You rise.
Let's talk about music. Let's talk about
music. Music.
Favorite song right now.
Favorite song?
Favorite song.
For right now, let me look at my playlist.
Just say it.
Let me look at my playlist because I just I need to know because I listen to a lot of songs every day.
Of course. Song, bro.
I'm trying to. Someone texted me. Leave me alone. Gosh.
Are you gonna go or do I go?
Yeah, you going. Oh shoot, I didn't mean to play that. Well.
Alright, I'll go.
Yeah.
Favorite song right now? It's probably After Hours by The Weeknd. It's honestly my favorite. I have so many favorites because music is number one for me.
Listen to it. Yes, bro. I wanna make music too.
Well, I don't know if I wanna make it, but it's number one. I listen to it whenever. Class, yeah. Every single class, I listen to it. Getting home, doing anything, I just listen to it.
Yeah, like I have a field in front of my neighborhood, and like we go like play soccer, and we just blast music. I think right now is Ben Kobe. I don't know why. Or Bean Kobe.
Bean O Kobe.
Yeah. I mean, it's like normal, but it's like for right now, it's kind of like I can listen on. Or like, I don't know, because it's like it's hard for me to think about it because it's like some stuff I just don't know.
I listen to all genres, though.
I listen to like R&B rap.
I listen to rap, R&B. Cool, yeah. Yeah, Mexican music go hard.
Yeah.
Rock.
Yeah, me too.
I joke about it a lot, like rock star, you know, like I joke about it,
but like it's good.
At the end of the day, Nirvana, Motley Crue, all of them.
Green Day. You don't even like Green Day.
I don't. I mean, I like couple songs. I mean, but like,
you have the time?
Nah. Favorite Nirvana song.
Big Cheese.
No.
Big Cheese, bro.
It's funny, but I mean, like, it's all right. But I love The Weeknd. That might be my favorite R&B
artist.
For
right now, my favorite R&B artist is probably Childish Gambino.
He's not even R&B. He's just, I don't know, I just love him as an artist in general. He's my favorite. You know what I mean?
I mean, I can't really think of, like, because I have, like, so many, like, artists I listen to, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, Juice WRLD, he's my favorite rapper. I don't know why. Okay, stop making fun of me, but, like, I just like his music. I don't listen, you know, like, to the...
Yeah, you're like, not into that.
Yeah, I just, like, I listen to, like, some unreleased and, like, some, like...
My bad.
Bro, I love that song. You know, Green Day, my favorite band. Halo.
other artists that I love, Grant Perez, Kanye.
Kanye's good. Lil Uzi. Lil Yachty.
Tyler.
What's it
Harry
called?
Harry Styles.
I never really listened
to Nardo.
Nardo, yes. Yeet.
Yeet. He's Autumn. Baby Keem.
Hold on. I have one. Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars, you go hard.
Yes.
Conan Gray. I like his song Heather. All right.
I don't know him.
You don't know him. You don't know him.
Who else? Steve Lacy.
Yeah, but he's been.
He's getting overrated.
No, he's not overrated. He's getting too much hype. To the point where it's like.
It's like kind of.
People don't even want to listen to him.
Yeah.
I still love his music.
Yeah. Like I don't know why I started listening to him like a couple weeks ago, and then I just like stopped. I was like.
Drake.
Yeah, Drake's good.
Young Nutty. Tame Impala.
Who else? Childish Gambino. Do you listen to him?
Not really.
Smino, a little.
I don't know if it's Jivion or Givion. Either one. I think it's Givion. He's good. J. Cole. Like...
Remember,
straight
like,
up, Nat Sammy, do you really want to love?
You know, bro, the Kid Leroy fell off, bro.
He's for 9-year-olds.
Exactly. Like, Playboy Cardi. Young Cardi.
I don't know. He was like, you know, at that point where...
Oh, Trippie Red.
Yeah, but like, you know, at that point where everyone was like...
Cardi's the best.
Yeah, like
yeah.
Vamp.
Yeah, huh. I mean, I was like, I would joke about it here and there, but like, I listened to his music and then I kind of just stopped.
That made me hate the fan base, really. Frank Ocean is my favorite too. Michael Jackson. Let me get on this topic. He has so much. But
Selena, like Selena and him.
Selena, but Michael Jackson was a scary man.
How?
Dude, let me show you.
His pics or what?
Yes, like...
Yeah, he kind of looks scary, but like... He had good music, too.
Bomb music, of course. But that man was scary, and it made me, like, not go to sleep.
What pic was it?
Let me show you.
I'm sorry.
Okay. You have bad Wi-Fi.
No, you're just not connected to my Wi-Fi.
No.
Yes.
I'm using my cellular.
Stop talking about my Wi-Fi.
I'm using my cellular.
You maybe just have bad cellular.
I don't.
All right, let me see. Come on, hurry up.
Look at that.
Ooh, oh, that's scary.
Look at that.
I think he did too much. He looked better before, like.
No, but there's also like cursed pictures of him.
Where he looks weird. Like the creepy pasta one. Like with the guy in the mask. That was
the Wookiee.
Oh, that's, and it's like fate. Like when Michael Jackson, before he got his plastic surgery, I guess, or bleached himself or something. I liked he looked better like that.
I want to love you, pretty young thing. Cursed Michael Jackson video. I'm gonna show you. Let me show you this.
Does it even actually curse you?
No, just play it.
I see this. It's so slow.
Because of your Wi-Fi.
You don't even have my Wi-Fi on. Who even is that, though?
It's just disturbing.
Yeah.
Are you good off of it? Not. What? Anyways, you think that's it? You think that's it?
Sports.
Sports.
Baseball is back. I'm an Astros fan. Call me a cheater.
I don't. Favorite sports? Go.
Football, basketball, baseball, and then soccer.
Number one.
My number one favorite sport? Football.
Alright.
I just like hitting people.
I'm gonna go with football, basketball, and boxing.
Favorite?
Football or boxing?
No,
I would go with basketball, but
soccer?
I like soccer, but I wouldn't pursue it as my dream.
Oh yeah.
Love boxing though.
Boxing's pretty good. Like knockouts and everything.
I look up that Canelo.
Ooh.
Love him, bro. I remember went to like a party, probably somewhere down in like Conroe, or
and then y'all just like were like watching.
It was a fight night. Canelo versus DDD, I think. Someone like that. Crazy. Watched it all. Loved it. He's just amazing at what he does.
Yeah.
Honestly, look up to him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess that's enough for today, folks.
That's it.
That's enough for today, folks. Goodbye.
Maddie Marquez on the Big Time Podcast.
It's a fun podcast. It's fun podcasting.
We did better than Ashton and Aiden.
This one was pretty chill.
Ah.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Rock.
Goodbye, everyone.
All right, bye.